First of all, let me say a word about the Abhidharma. In other words, the tradition of which Sariputra was the reputed founder. Early Buddhism classified, as we've seen, the whole of existence under the headings of the five skandhas. Wherever you could find, anywhere, it could either be classified as rupa, form, or feelings, or perceptions, and so on. But the Abhidharma tradition rejected this five skandha classification. It wasn't quite, as it were, scientific enough for the Abhidharma. And the Abhidharma replaced the original five skandha classification with a fourfold classification into form, thought, mental concomitants, and miscellaneous. And each of these was subdivided again and again. And these ultimate subdivisions of these four categories, these coincide with, or these are, the dharmas. In other words, the irreducible elements beyond which analysis cannot go. Now, according to the Sarvastivada, one of the most important, if not the most important school of the Hinayana, there are 72 of these dharmas. 72. And these are known as the 72 conditioned dharmas, the 72 ultimate irreducible elements to which the whole of phenomenal conditioned existence can be reduced. And there's also a much shorter list of three unconditioned dharmas, consisting of space and the two kinds of nirvana. So altogether you've got 75 dharmas, and these are the famous, not to say the celebrated, 75 dharmas of the Sarvastivada school. And they were classified in various ways. And we may say that the early Abhidharmikas had a great deal of fun at classifying and cataloguing their dharmas in all sorts of different ways. First of all, as we've seen, they classified them into conditioned and unconditioned. There were 72 which were conditioned, which arose by way of cause and condition, and three which were not conditioned, which were eternal. In that way, 75 altogether. Then they classified them into dharmas which were produced and dharmas which were stopped. And then dharmas which were defiled and dharmas which were not defiled. And then dharmas which were complete and dharmas which were not complete. I have no time to go into details. I just want to give you a general idea of the whole thing, the whole field, for reasons which we shall understand in a minute. Now, Avalokiteshvara, in his second great statement, asserts that all these dharmas are empty. All these dharmas, that is to say the 75 dharmas of the Sarvastivada, the whole apparatus, as it were, of scholasticism, is empty. Now what does this mean? It means not ultimately real. It means that the whole elaborate structure of the 75 dharmas, and believe me, it was an elaborate structure. I'm sure you've no idea how elaborate it was. There's volume upon volume upon volume of analysis and coordination of dharmas and all sorts of things like that. You can understand perhaps how complicated it did all become when they worked out in some schools scores upon scores of different types of relationship between dharmas. And that gave them tens of thousands of permutations. But according to Avalokiteshvara, all this system represents only a provisional intellectual structure. All the dharmas are empty, not ultimately real, must go beyond. So with this statement that all dharmas are empty, Avalokiteshvara destroys, as it were, at one stroke the entire edifice of Abhidharma scholasticism. He says it's all right as far as it goes. Yes, it carries you quite a long distance. It helps dispel this gross illusion that things are things and persons are persons. It enables you to get a bit deeper than that. But the dharmas themselves are not really ultimate. The dharmas themselves, this whole complex, elaborate system of analysis and classification, is only a product of the subtle mental activity, the subtle activity of the mind. And it represents a subtle veil and a subtle delusion which must ultimately be transcended. So all dharmas are empty. There's a more general application of this great statement. We can say, generalizing, that perfect wisdom destroys all philosophies. It destroys all attempts to give a systematic intellectual account of reality, whether philosophical or, we may say, scientific, whether that of the Abhidharma or any other. So with this second great statement, all dharmas are empty, Avalokiteshvara, representing perfect wisdom, destroys, smashes, pulverizes, if you like, all systematic intellectual constructions about reality. But this is the only way that you can get to reality, by getting rid of, by destroying your ideas about reality, however subtle, however sophisticated, however convincing they may seem to be. So all dharmas are empty.